name is Lorraine of District 32, and I have the absolute pleasure of having a conversation this morning with Donna Martin of the Good Life Approach. How are you, Donna?
I'm really good, Lorraine. Thank you for asking me on. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, it's really great. We've just been watching at District 32, we watch how people evolve and they evolve as people, the business model evolves, the branding evolves, and you've been one of those people, Donna. You just keep, evolving who you are and what you do. But before we get stuck into that, tell the audience, what do you do? What is the Good Life Approach?
Yeah, so for me, what I do is I coach people, I mentor people to unleash their infinite possibilities, to cut out all the fluff, all the beliefs, all the things that hold us back, or we think that hold us back. And I get people to intentionally start creating what it is that they want for their own good life.
Which is beautiful. And that this whole podcast started on the back of a conversation that you and I had around calling bullshit, right?
Calling
That was
out
the
the
very
bullshit.
conversation we had. We're like, how do we call bullshit on the old paradigms of these beliefs that keep us locked into who we think we should be, or where parents think we should be, or or just all these people who are not living not only their highest potential, but not even in the avenue where they're
Yeah.
passionate. So just for the listeners to give them some background to that, we're like, because we're both passionate about that,
Yeah.
peeling back the unseen beliefs and the seen
And the
beliefs.
things that we're not even aware of, the things that we're not paying attention to until we're railroaded into a big impact that actually stops us and gets us to pay attention. And it doesn't have to be that way.
And what's your experience in that? Because that's beautiful, right? It's our own sweet experience and our own why that brings us to exactly where we're meant to be, right? So what was your railroad for
Well,
yourself? What did that look like?
I could turn around and say to you, I had one railroad and that was enough. I was done and I woke up and I paid attention and I moved through it and thrived from then. It took me three big wake-up calls, three big impacts throughout my life to actually, each time it evolved me to another level of where I was. Each time it helped me to experience something new, understand something at a different level, and actually say, oh, okay, I can experience this now. But it took three big impacts for me. And that doesn't mean it takes three impacts or even one for anybody else. But that was just part of my process. And that's why I'm so passionate, Lorraine, now to say you don't have to have one, let alone three big traumas or impacts in your life to derail you before you choose to say, this is what I want to create. This is the life that I want to live.
Like, listen, listen.
Sentence.
It's amazing how everybody's experience is different around, as you say, you've sometimes you're railroaded, sometimes that's trauma, sometimes it's a slap in the side of the head, it's sometimes it's but for other people, I've heard other people say, and one lady, and I said to her, what made you change your path and go down this way? And she says, I heard myself say at a networking event what I did. And then you said, Lorraine, are you loving that? And she just thought to herself, no, I bloody don't. I don't love it at all. What am I doing? Right? So sometimes it just needs to be a question around. And if you're not loving what we're doing, and we know subconsciously it's not what we're passionate about, what lights us up, then we just get blocked everywhere. We're not
Yeah.
authentic. There's a ceiling. And it's like, as you said at the start, it's that infinite possibilities that can only open when we're being authentic with ourselves, or else we'll just put all these unconscious barriers up.
But a lot of times we can be afraid of what's on the other side of that choice because society has taught us, our families have taught us, our growing up, the beliefs, whatever way you come from. Like if you even think back to education, the majority of people grew up and had an education and they're told, right, you have to go to university and get a degree and get a job and then I know for me in Northern Ireland, it was if you're a nurse and you're offered a contract, because I was a nurse for over 15 years, then you take that contract, even if you don't want to be in that ward, because they're like gold dust and you'll never get it again. And that secures your life and your pension and whatever. And I remember thinking this was the most bizarre thing anybody had ever said. I was like, what happens if you don't want to go to uni? What happens if you're more hands-on and he thrives that way? What happens if just because you've spent so many years getting a degree or doing a business degree or starting a business and it sucks the life out of you and you feel like you're hitting the wall and it's not what you're meant to do? What happens if you put your hand up and say to yourself, oh, that's not bringing me joy anymore? Are you allowed to change that? So, but most people are taught that no, be grateful, take what you're getting. If you're doing well, just suck it up and do well, and that's it. But this is where we're talking about calling out the bullshit and saying, you have infinite possibilities, infinite choices. You've only got this one life. As far as we possibly know, there could be way more reincarnation, whatever. But for now in this moment, is what we have. So what are you choosing to focus on? What are you choosing to hold back on for yourself?
What are you giving yourself permission to do? Who are you giving
Yeah.
yourself permission to be?
Which is huge. Yeah.
I can remember when we were growing up, my mom was, she was in a factory. It used to be called Dyke Simpson's, and they used to just sew knickers like, all day. And my gran had told her that that's what she had to do. And then I was still bumming around at 19 and 20, and my gran would be saying, get into the factory, get into the factory, get a job. And my mum would say, over my dead body, you're not going into the factory, but you're going to go and get a degree. And you should have one in computing because that's where the money is, you know? So you follow one path to the other path. And then I ended up in this, 15-year career in IT, which some bits were good and I'm grateful for now. But that, as you said earlier, the term you used was, I think, suck the life out of you. That's what that did for me. I didn't want to sit behind a computer screen, and but we just follow what we're told or guided to be, and it's not until I think that big thing for me was coming to Australia and not knowing, losing my sense of identity, like who am I? So I got to start from scratch again and just be who I wanted to be because there was nobody here. There was no, it was a re, do you know what I mean? So it comes in
Yeah.
different ways for different people. But so you're working with business owners at the minute, Donna, primarily, is that right?
Yeah.
And what do you find are the blocks? What do you find? Is it just that people are following an old path, or is it just that they're not being asked the right questions, or not being, what do you see from your side as a coach and a mentor?
From my side, I see a lot of people that they're like, okay, so tell me how I can make my business better. Tell me how I can improve my bottom line. Tell me how I can expand my business, how I can get my employees and my team to connect, to create what we want to create, to expand, to whatever. And definitely that business side of thing, okay. But my question is always, what do you desire? What does your good life look like? What does it actually feel like in real terms? And I'll always start by asking that question, what does your good life look and feel like? And then I'll say to them, how is your world impacted by you right now? So how is your business? Are you all in because you've been taught that you have to go hard at it? Are you a startup? Have you been at it for years and you're burning out, you're spinning your wheels that you can't let go? Have you been taught that you can only give so much control to people, or that you have to rule with an iron fist and everything has to be done and it has to be a certain way? It's asking yourself, who do you understand yourself to be? Because if everything's an action taken, it's in a doing energy. We can't sustain doing, doing, doing. And one of the things that we've had in our conversation before this, Lorraine, was about people's understanding of themselves, that we're not just a physical bag of bones, that science, quantum physics, tells us that we are all made up of energy, that the water, that the cup, that everything we see through a microscope is all energy, it's all moving. And we hear this term manifestation. And I want people to understand this because it's really important, because a lot of business owners that come to me are in their logic, they're in the focus of action and doing, and how can I do this better? And when I say to them, by going within, by understanding who you are, by understanding how your mind works and learning the mechanics, learning the different parts of you, that's when you'll really thrive. This has been the biggest breakthrough for people when they understand it's like driving a car. If I said to you, you're not going to just jump into a manual car or even an automatic and just start with the gears and you're going to go cruisy. You're going to burn out your clutch. You're going to be chugging and stopping and starting. We haven't been taught as humans to understand how we operate in a flow, how we operate in an energy of spirit-inspired ideas, how to combine that with physical action. And this is what I find a lot of business owners struggle with because they've been taught, not everybody, but the education is there to say, do this practical thing, take these practical steps, and there's a place. But the part that's left out is the part of you, the part that's tuning in and saying, what do you want to do? How do you want your life to look like? How do you want your business to flow? How do you want your relationships to be while you're growing the business? Do you want your marriage to be on the rocks? Do you want to have poor relationships with your kids, suffering because you're never there, always trying to build a business? These are the factors that I think overall I get people to look at, which is a surprise where it's like, okay, I can actually have everything that I desire to have, and I don't have to hit a wall. I don't have to burn out. I just have to change the lens, change the view in how I see myself and how I understand how to use the tools, how I operate, how to use my mindset, how to create a shift, how to focus my energy, how to take an action, how to tune in, where you're saying that thing of, listen, pay attention. It's combining the art of that, Lorraine. That's what I do as a coach and as a mentor, because I've spent over 20 odd years doing intentional manifestation. I've spent over that time in my own life experimenting, seeing what worked, what flowed, what didn't. And this is what I bring to clients. That make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Just some of the things you were saying there, I only heard, there's this, as you say, there's these old beliefs, right, that we've taken on through our ancestors, right? And then we're immediate parents and we're grandparents. And we bring on these beliefs on who we are and what we have to do. And there's this work hard, right? There's this work hard philosophy, through the generations, which is fine, right? You can work hard. But it's not about working hard. It just is not. Now, I heard just, this is just, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, I heard someone on a business podcast just saying, a gentleman, just saying, if you want to compete and you want to be the best of the best, then you just have to, if your competitor's working 12 hours, then you work 24. Or if they're doing this, then you do that. And I just thought, it just doesn't have to be like that. Right? But that's their belief, and they believe that it's happening. So therefore it's gonna happen because that's what they did, right? That's how they believe. But what would happen if you said, how can I compete in half the time, not double the time? And just ask a different question around that belief. And that goes back to what you're saying again. It's that, where are the infinite possibilities and where are the questions that we're asking to get. I love that quote. I forget who said it, or coined it originally. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your questions.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a great, that's why we all need the books, the podcasts, the coaches, the mentors, because we don't know the questions we're not asking. Right?
Yeah.
Can't see from inside the tin. We just can't. And sometimes you need to see the same message again and again and again and again before you'll pick it up. But it's just
Jumped
some of
ahead.
the. Yeah, it's just, And it's interesting because now when we're bringing up our children, it's we need to try and get the balance of yes, there's infinite possibilities, and yes, you can do it like this, but you're still gonna have to work. You there's flow and there's working in flow, but you're still gonna have to work, you know. So
Yeah.
it's interesting times we're in, isn't it? In this time in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. My best phrase, one that I use over and over again, Lorraine, is your greatest asset is your ability to be yourself. So it's who are you choosing to be today? Who will you choose to be today in this moment? Think about just grab a pen and a bit of paper. And the easiest way to do this is just write down who am I choosing to be now? Who am I today? Am I filled with fear? Am I frustrated? Am I working the 24-hour day? Am I listening to other people's opinions in my ear? Am I afraid to speak up? Am I afraid to listen to the voice within? What feelings am I dumbing down here? What am I ignoring? What is coming out in my physical body is pain. What is? Because our body is the last thing to express those feelings that we're harboring inside, those old beliefs, those old habits. And these come from childhood. Even you're talking your ancestors and the shamanic healing and everything you do, Lorraine. Like this is where, when we ask a different question, I invite you to get curious in my podcast because it's not about telling you there's a right or wrong way, because I don't believe there is. I believe that we're all unique. I know we all are, and we all have these infinite possibilities. And when you give yourself the permission to say, okay, I'm listening in my heart, I'm paying attention. When you start talking to yourself, and the most powerful thing, and it gives me goosebumps even now, is I tell clients, go have a shower, wash off your makeup, wash off your cream, your smells, everything, male, it does not matter. Wash everything off and go and drop your towel and stand naked in the raw naked truth of who you are as an incredible being, and look at yourself and ask yourself the question, do I love me? Do I see my value? Do I feel my worth? What an incredible being I am. And that's the most powerful place that you can start, Lorraine, because that automatically will bring up things for
There's
you
10
that
years
you
of
may.
coaching for everybody right there.
Good, because it's the most phenomenal insight you will gift yourself to see what's really down there. Whether it's floods of tears, allow them to come up. Whether it's anger, whether it's judgments, whether it's resentment, whether it's the ego going, oh, look at you there. And it's bullshit. It's not true. You are amazing as you are, but you have to understand. And that's the power of coaching. It's the power of shamanic healing. It's the power of listening to podcasts to plant the seeds. It's the power of reading a book. Because it's what resonates with your heart, it's what resonates with your soul. It doesn't have to make logical sense, Lorraine. Sometimes we can't even put a word on it. A word they describe that immense feeling that we feel. But we all feel it. We're all seeking and searching and trying to find a contentment and a peace. And money can't buy that. Having the best business in the world cannot buy that. That's within. And that's why coaching is so empowering. That's why healing is so empowering.
I also think as well, you touched on there, it's always about becoming the better version of yourself. And, I've had some of my teachers over the years say, people don't turn up because of X, Y, and Z, Lorraine. People turn up because of who you are and who you're being. And I'm like, oh, away with you. The need to be more. How do we give more? How do we give more? And he's like, well, just keep going on and on until you get to a stage where you see it in everybody else. You're like, well, actually, I'm here because of who they're being. So why can't it be the same for me? And when you give yourself that permission on one hand to be who you are, but then also to realize that, your business only grows as much as you do. I think I've said, like, my war cry, if you like, is the, business is the biggest personal development journey you'll ever be on. Everything, all your shadows are going to pop up. Am I good enough? Am I bright enough? Am I smart enough? Am I resilient enough? I can't do this anymore. When? What about the stress? Can I manage the stress? Can I manage the money? And all that stuff needs to be worked on to get to the next level of openness, to get to the next level of receivership. I let myself, I need to heal all those wounds. This is turning into a healing wound conversation. But anyway, we can go wherever we want. You know, that when those wounds are healed, you know, we give ourselves permission to receive. And when we give ourselves permission to receive, that's another vibrational frequency and energy. The opportunities and questions will appear to take us into the next realm of what's possible for us. And yet, do you think everybody needs to heal?
I think it depends where, because we're all unique.
Mm.
So I can't say to you need to heal, I need to heal, they need to heal. But if you go by humankind and the nature of society and the nature of everything that we're in, we all have baggage. We all have this rucksack. We have some diamonds in there, some absolute crackers, but we also have some heavy load, some heavy burdens. We all have these things. Whether it's from unconscious, consciously, you could say to me, I'm absolutely fine. I done work on myself and I'm all good. So my question to you would be, great, absolutely phenomenal, well done for recognizing that. What's showing up in your world right now that's irking you? What's showing up in your world right now that's irritating you, that's bugging you about somebody else, that's flaring you up, that's getting you to react as opposed to respond? And that's the nature of humans, Lorraine, but our results are subconscious that we're not always consciously aware of. It's another part of our mind, but it's the part that runs an autopilot. It's our story loop, if you like. But it goes the path of least resistance. No matter what you put into it, it has no filter. It doesn't know the difference between a truth that you tell it, a joke, or a lie. It's just imprinted with your most dominant emotions. That's your emotional energy imprint. That's what I say to people. What are you putting out there to others? So if you're saying, okay, I do think there's a level of healing because when you want to get to the next level, wherever your base camp is, your baseline now, how you do move from there to another being of you? If life is to expand and evolve, if it's going another layer, you're not meant to stay in the one pot and simmer or go stagnant. So I
Yeah, I
think
think
healing
sometimes
part. Yeah.
that's sorry.
Sorry, go on. I was saying I think healing is a part to answer that question, but some don't realize that they do need to heal until they look at another question.
And sometimes I think, you know, there's just a different, we can have different definitions of healing because I think that, you know, as you know, I've been talking to you, you know, I did a little bit of the Demartini work, and a lot of his is just around healing your perception. Because when you see that one thing can't exist without its entire opposite and everything's perfect, you know, so that's not really called, some people don't call that healing, but it's definitely a shift in your perception. And that also comes under that personal development bucket. And sometimes it's just a shift in our perception that's needed to allow us to nudge beliefs to open up the world. So maybe healing wasn't the right word.
I think you've put that beautifully, Lorraine. I think whatever word you choose to even put on it is a word that man created, but it's getting curious and exploring what's your lens, what's your perception.
What's possible?
And what do you feel is limiting you at the minute? What do you feel is keeping you where you're at or not allowing you to expand on? What is it? And then you choose what you put onto that. Is it just a realization?
Donna, how did you, when did you, and how did you know that you wanted to be a coach?
Throughout my life, I always, from a really young age, I always had people come up to me and just confide in me, ask me questions about stuff from a really young age. Like I can remember, so my mother left when I was 4 and a half. And from that tender age, I always had a really good insight. I always was just really in tune, just was always able to read people and stuff. And we're talking about how people gravitate to you. People used to gravitate to me as a child, even adults, even older teenagers. They would just gravitate and just offload because I was in open space and it was just like, okay. And for whatever reason, it was just part of, it was part of me. And leading into my teenage years and everything else, then I was just always the go-to person. And then when I became a nurse for over 15 years, it was just a natural progression. I was always mentoring other nurses. I was always mentoring students. I became a facilitator, a preceptor, trainer in palliative care and CPR. I was just always in that teaching, coaching, mentoring realm. And then toward the end of my nursing, through my own impacts, that voice kept calling me. And I was going through my own impacts at the time. And it was like, do you stay in this and stay in your comfort zone even while you're going through all this? Or do you pay attention? So I get into coaching and personal development then to heal myself, to heal my hurts, to heal traumas from my childhood, from my teenage, from my 20s. And that's when it came to me. I just kept asking the question, Lorraine. For 6 months, I kept asking, show me the way. Just kept talking to myself and just saying, if I'm not meant to do nursing anymore, I feel that. I don't feel like I'm meant to be nursing. I don't feel like I'm meant to be physically helping people, but I feel like I'm meant to be helping them as a whole, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I feel like I'm meant to be helping people on a deeper level. And for 6 months, all the time I asked the question, just show me the way, show me the way, show me the way. My mentor showed up one night after night shift. I was groggy, I was tired, and she was doing a master class. And when I knew my mentor, she was a hairdresser. Her husband was a butcher, and I used to serve him in a restaurant. I knew them, we had the crack with him. And then it was all of a sudden, wow, look at what they're doing. They're mentoring people around the world. How are they doing this? Bob Proctor was their mentor, who I knew from The Secret, I knew. The light bulb came on for me, and it was just this overwhelming energy. It was just like, oh, this penny dropped. You're meant to be doing that. So I literally jumped on a call where had a conversation, and it was so many things fell into alignment for me. That's when I knew the coaching was the right next step. I wanted to learn from the best, so I went to Bob Proctor, as in for me. That's what felt right. That's because I love that you do Demartini's work. I love that you do the shamanic healing. Bob Proctor resonated with me. My mentor resonated, but I'd done NLP, so neuro-linguistic practitioner, breakthrough coaching, but I knew I wanted more. And so the threads of me kind of feeling into what was right for me led me down that path, and then led to the Good Life Approach, led to me then creating and helping in my own unique way, taking bits and pieces from the tools, putting them into my language, into my heart, into my life lessons and experiences, and then saying, how can I show other people an easier way? How can I put what I've learned into an easier practice that people can follow? And that's been the process of where the Good Life Approach came from.
And that's what it's all about, right? Just reaching where you are in your own life and then sharing that magic with others. There's always somebody out there who wants to know and learn what you've where you're at. You know what I mean? There's always someone wants to learn where you're at, because we're all at different levels in our journey. I loved what you shared with me, because you just, when we were talking, you shared with me that you were just launching this podcast. Tell us about the podcast and the journey you went through to get that live. Tell us, what is it and what was the journey?
So the podcast is part of the Good Life Approach, and it's called Unleashing Your Infinite Possibilities. And 2 years ago, When I started the business over 3 years ago, I had a lot of invitations to go on different podcasts. And one of the ones that I went on, this guy was really successful in his podcast and had over 1 million people, whatever. And I remember having a conversation. I was like, Donna, you need to do a podcast. I'll show you how. I actually took the time, he took his time out and showed me how to do a podcast, how to edit, how to do everything. I sat on it for over 2 years. Over that time, I had many people say to me, Donna, why not start a podcast? Why not start? Why not? And in the back of my head, Lorraine, I give myself all these excuses. Now, you know, and people probably give me, I love chatting. I love talking about this kind of a conversation. I just love it. And it was only I had a conversation with a guy in a spa a few weeks ago, and he was like, why are you not doing a podcast? And I burst out laughing. And I was like, right, Donna. And I had a friend, a really good friend, who had passed away in June. And I always send people voice notes. And her sister sent me a voice note and says, Donna, why don't you do a podcast? So she was in the back of my mind. And then it was like, okay. So long story short, then after all these nudges, Lorraine, after sitting on it for over 2 years, I was like, do you know what? Enough's enough. I'm just doing it. I went home. I didn't overthink it. I hit record on my computer. I downloaded a thing and just says, what's the easiest way to do this? And I stuck it up and that was it. Didn't faff about with titles. I just said, what's coming to me? And I stayed in that energy of flow and I took the action. It was easy. It was fun. How it's meant to be. And that's what created unleashing your infinite possibilities. And the intention of that, Lorraine, is to allow you to get curious about yourself, your life, and the world that we live in. It's not me telling you, it's inviting you to get curious and ask a better question. And I'm loving it.
Beautiful. You can tell you're totally in flow. You can feel it through the screen, right? You can feel it through the scrolling, which is the point, right? That's the point. You know, I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I think what you're doing is fantastic. And it's been really, really nice to watch you become you.
Thank you.
And really sit in your own magic. Which is you can feel people can, you know, you can feel that. You can feel it when I'm having a coffee. Or whether we're listening to your podcast. So it's beautiful to see. Now, Donna, just a couple of things. I'm going to ask you, I'll ask you first how people can contact you. I'll ask you that in a minute. But if you were just to leave one message for humanity, what would it be? For the future of humanity, what would that one message be? And there was no prep for this for the listeners, right? It's just been thrown on her, so we can give you a little bit of time. But you know, what would that one thing, that one message
One
be?
thing, your greatest asset is your ability to be yourself. So, who are you willing to be right now? Who are you willing to be? Let's just get curious.
Absolutely beautiful. Donna, how can people get in contact with you? What are you doing at the minute? You've been telling me about your course, you've been telling me about your podcast. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to and how we can get involved.
Thank you. I am super excited. So I have a website that you can go to and have a look. So whether it's one-to-one coaching, I am creating a mastermind for next February. But my main thing at the minute is I am part of a global network called Yourvita, and I have just created a platform or a course called How to Manifest. And this course is one and done. It's easy. So it'll be out of sync from next week. And this is something that you can do yourself. It talks to you about getting curious about your questions. How do you actually intentionally create a goal, design it, and feel into it to actually bring it into form? That's exactly what this is about, and it's an easy process. I invite you to listen to the podcast. It's free, it's easy. You will get this type of a conversation, but you will always get plenty of questions in there, which I invite you to get curious about. And just look at the website, folks, or just send me a message on socials. I know you're going to pop them on there, but that's the easiest way. Talk to me, send me a message, or connect and jump on a call. I don't bite.
Yeah, what a good connection, you know what I mean? We just let's I love the the instant, you know, people who are doing podcasts these days, you can PM them. You can talk to them on their channels. Like, no one is aware. It used to be the 7 degrees of separation. Now you can just go straight to people. You know, if people want to have a conversation with you, you know, click on the links, book a conversation, book a chat, just connect.
Yeah, that's where it starts, Lorraine. It's having a conversation. I can't read your mind. Tell me what you are looking for. What is it you desire? How do you want to unleash your infinite possibilities? And how do you want to create your own good life? That's what I'm here to help with.
Beautiful. Donna Martin, thank you very much for sharing yourself and your time today. I think, yeah, what you're offering now is just absolutely wonderful. It's really nice to see you. I'm sure you're going to be an inspiration for a lot of other entrepreneurs, future podcasters, and business owners who are looking to be the best versions of them. So, Donna, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Lorraine. I appreciate it. And yeah, you're just doing phenomenal work with District 32 and everything else that you're doing. So thank you for inviting me
Thank you.
on.